Noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Lauren is calling from Will County.
Yeah, I can barely hear you, but anyhow, did he tell you what the story was of my rotator cuff?
No, I want to hear what happened to your rotator cuff.
It's real simple. We live in the woods, 22 acres, secluded. I mean, we don't have no neighbors, nothing. In-ground concrete pool, and we're nudists, and we have nude swim parties during the course of the summer. On this one particular Saturday afternoon, a couple of girls were on an air mattress in the pool, and one of them fell off. She said, come on, help me on. Okay. So I hold both hands down like a stirrup. We tried that 3 times, and each time she fell off. I said, please, go get on the air mattress over at the corner. No, help me up. Okay. So I can't say on the air where I put my hand, but I lifted her up with my hand, and when her body broke the water, the weight changed, rip, went the rotator cuff. We have all age groups, all adult age groups, okay? These girls were maybe in their 20s.
Are you a cult leader?
No, my God.
It is a pleasure to present to you our wise and powerful leader, Zoltan.
Yeah. Make me a bicycle, clown!
I'm still not convinced that guy isn't a cult leader, but I did enjoy everyone on Friday trying to pinpoint the location of his compound in Will County. And everyone in Will County pointing at each other and be like, nah, that's something that'll happen in Manuka. Nope. That's something that happens in Manhattan. Nope, that's something that happens in New Lenox. Everyone pointing at everyone else. But this man is 22 acres of nudist swim parties. Good for him. I got to tell you that I was not expecting our fun little topic of old people injuries to come to a close with a man saying, well, I tore my rotator cuff at my nudist swim parties that I have often. But God bless him for sharing that, because it was a lot of fun to see your reactions on the text zone. By the way, the text zone, 67011, if you wish to text the show, is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. So go check them out, rosenhyundai.com. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a lot of stuff planned for you. Some great guests. Zach Harper from The Athletic is going to join me at 12:20. We're going to talk about the NBA starting to figure its way to getting back on the court and some of the problems that they will have getting themselves back on the court. So we're going to do that at 12:20. I enjoy talking with Evan Altman just anyway, but I wanted to get, because he'd been tweeting out some stuff over the weekend about baseball and the Cubs in particular, and I wanted to pick his brain about how all of this can work. He kind of threw a little bit of a grenade into the Cubs conversation that I want to talk to him about. And I'm going to catch it with my buddy Brian Hedger, who covers the Columbus Blue Jackets. I want to talk to him about the NHL and its format of trying to come back. I said this on Twitter, and I do feel this way. And I'm someone who leans towards being positive, although I am skeptical of a lot of things. Over the weekend, it seems as if we're getting closer and closer to getting team sports back. If you look at what the NHL has said, the NHL and the NHLPA, they agreed on some language on a 24-team playoff scenario, and now it looks like you're going to see some of the places, some of the training facilities open back up. Maybe next week, the rumor is June 1st. You're going to have phase two of this. Our friend Emily Kaplan on ESPN wrote about this over the past couple of days, that you're going to have up to 6 skaters be able to be on the ice in a facility at a time. No coaches, no staff, but those guys can get back on the ice, which is one of the biggest problems with trying to get the NHL back, is that guys have had to rely on rollerblades, getting their work in on rollerblades. It's not the same. Like, I think that sport is the hardest physically to come back from because of the situation that we're in. where guys don't have it, it's if you play basketball, it's probable that you have at least something that you can practice shooting on. In some cases, it's whack, like Trae Young, like his setup for that horse game was whack. But if you're one of the, or I guess the Greek Freak didn't have anything. He didn't have a place where he could play. I'm sure that will change over the next couple of years for him because Giannis needs to get his work in too. But if you're a hockey player, it's not like this is happening in the middle of winter. It's not like ponds are frozen over and you can go skate. So the rollerblades has been the way that most of these guys have been trying to stay in shape. So it's good news that they're going to open up the facilities and guys can get back to work a little bit on the ice. And from the reporting that Emily Kaplan did and other really good NHL reporters have done, the NHL and the NHLPA have approved of a 2014 return to play format, small group training, which is the phase two of their return, 6 players to train, players only, and this is voluntary. And it looks like players that are in other NHL cities will have some access to facilities too if they don't want to travel. They're going to be tested 2 days before any participation and then twice a week after that. So the NHL is starting to creep back into, well, maybe we can save the 2019-2020 season. Let's see what happens on the next step, the next phase of this. The NBA is doing, it's interesting that because we all kind of knew that Disney World was the place where it made the most sense for the NBA to return to. You have all of the things you need if you want to do a bubble situation. You have hotels, you have parking, you have restaurants, you have an isolated area, you have courts that have cameras that are already set up with ESPN. So there doesn't have to be a ton of construction to shoot it the way that you want to shoot it because they've been hosting college games and tournaments down there for AAU games. They've got 2 courts where they could do this. You don't have to worry about bringing crowds in. The numbers on it are challenging for sure, but Disney World seems like the place where you can do it. What is interesting to me is there starting to be a little bit of a whisper campaign about the idea that the NBA might say, instead of doing what we've always done, where we have the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, if we have the top 16 teams already in Orlando at Disney World, do we really need to split it up into conferences? Brian Windhorst wrote about this, a couple other people. I'm going to ask Zach what he thinks about it coming up in about 10 minutes. But I love the idea of a 1 through 16 seeded tournament. So here's what it would look like. Since the season stopped on March 11th, these are what the standings would say if you were going to have the teams by record in a 1 through 16 tournament. The Bucks would play the Magic. The Thunder would play the Heat. The Celtics would play the Sixers. The Mavs would play the Clippers. The Raptors would play the Grizzlies. The Pacers would play the Nuggets. The Jazz would play the Rockets. And the Nets would play the Lakers. And then you just have, well, here we are. Here's the best team. And the 2 best teams, it gives a better chance of the 2 best teams meeting in a championship series. I'm all for this. And when you really dig down onto what it would take to finish the season, look, if the NBA wanted to do a 24 team, which I think gets the Bulls in, I think they would record-wise, like the Bulls would be in a 24 team playoff, fine. But I don't think it makes any sense at all for the NBA to do the regular season, to finish it. The way that the math works out with a 2-court 8-game-a-day scenario, it would take 33 days for those games to be played and finished just for the regular season. I'm all right if they want to do an elimination tournament to figure out how everything stands as far as the draft lottery goes and get right to the playoffs. Because the playoffs, if you're talking about a four round playoff scenario, then that would take, if everything goes as long as it can go, about 55 days. So you add the 33 to the 55, that's too much time, I think, to make it work. To have the whole the regular season end and then do the playoffs, if you're talking about not even starting until the latter part of July. That feels like it would be difficult to then start the next season on time. And I imagine that all of these leagues are probably going to push themselves back. At least the winter sports are going to push themselves back a little bit. But for me, the regular season for the teams that aren't in a playoff picture, I'm good. I'm good if it's 16 teams, and I don't need to see the Bulls finish off their season. I wonder how Arturis Karnišovas feels about this, because I do wonder if he would like to see Jim Boylan coach before he makes a decision. And in that way, I think that there is some value in it, in doing it. But I'd rather they just get on with the getting on. The earliest projection that I saw from the NBA when things started to slow down was they had in place an idea of putting players into a 2-week training camp just to see where they are as far as tests go and who has coronavirus, who needed to be quarantined, and then you start talking about games. So I think that that's still on the table if you look at the way that this is going with how they want to prepare for July and the end of July, and that being a way that they can get started. But count me, if we're counting votes, count my vote for let's just go right to the playoffs. Because trying to make the regular season work, the other part of it for me, and I would imagine for the NBA, if you can make it so that 14 other teams aren't there, that aren't in Orlando, I'd be fine with the NBA allowing those teams to create their own bubbles inside their own cities. Like, allow those guys, like the Bulls, for example. The Bulls could go work out at the Advocate Center while the playoffs are going on so that they're still getting work in even though they're not playing games. Obviously, this would need to be checked from medical protocols. The mayor and the governor would have to sign off on it. But that, to me, would make the most sense. The more encouraging thing came out of New York yesterday, where Governor Cuomo opened back up the facilities for the teams and said that those teams can now start, depending on where their leagues are, can open their facilities. And considering how bad things were in New York City, like that's a step in the right direction for sports getting back. So this has been, in the 10 weeks that we've all been going through this, from a sports fan perspective, this has been some of the best news that we've had, along with the things that have already come back, which I promise I will talk about later. I was watching the Coca-Cola 600 last night. I have a question for all my NASCAR peeps out there. I think I'm narrowing down who I'm going to start rooting for, and some of it's just silly. Like, I think I might start rooting for Kyle Busch because I'm a big Eminem fan. Anyway, the candy, also the rap artist, but mostly the candy. I feel like it rains every year at the Coca-Cola 600. Like, I remember when I was a sports anchor at Channel 5, and I felt like every year we were waiting on the highlights from the Coca-Cola 600. Because there had been some sort of rainstorm in Charlotte. Am I right about this? Does it always rain in Charlotte? It never rains in Southern California. But does it always rain in Charlotte during the Coca-Cola 600. Just text in and let me know if you're a NASCAR fan. Because I'm sitting there last night at 10 o'clock, and I'm like, damn, this race is taking forever. Like, I'm enjoying it, but I got to put in another hour? For real, for real? So just text me, you the NASCAR fan. Does it always rain in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600? Because I feel like it does. 670-11 is the way that you can do that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the NBA's plan to return. Zach Harper of The Athletic is going to join me to do that next here on The Score.
NFL football fans, let The Score hook you up while you're keeping safe at home as we air NFL Classics featuring some of the biggest games in NFL history starting tonight at 7.
It doesn't get any bigger than Super Bowl I, Packers versus Chiefs.
Star had a veteran campaigner and a great clutch receiver in the ballgame. McGee turned around and found no one between him and the goal line, and so Green Bay has scored.
Starting tonight at 7 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, a production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Radio.com Sports Minute. Things can certainly change in a week. Two Sundays ago, like the four before it, I was counting down the minutes to The Last Dance. Then I spent another 2 hours reliving some of my fondest childhood memories, and then spent a ton of time during the week dissecting what we all saw. But last night, I couldn't have been farther away from ESPN and its new Lance Armstrong documentary. I would have sat in silence in the dark for 2 hours before watching a single second of it. And there's no Lance talk coming this week. I can't think of a sports figure I care less about than Armstrong. Nor can I think of a reason to spend any more time on his story. Is he not a cheat? Not a liar? I just don't care. And Lance has done nothing to earn my interest or my time. So I hope you, too, did something better with your Sunday night. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Life is about choices. If you're called to be a nurse, choosing the right education is one of the most important choices you'll make. Marquette University's Direct Entry MSN program in Pleasant Prairie lets you earn a master's in nursing in less than 21 months by building on your existing bachelor's degree. It combines online courses with labs at our Pleasant Prairie location and outstanding clinical rotations. And our NCLEX pass rates and job placement rates speak for themselves. If you want to go into nursing, there is a right choice. Search Pleasant Prairie MSN today.
Today's reality has forced us all to grapple with what's important and what isn't. And what will always be important is family and health. Unfortunately, snoring, sleep apnea, and nasal breathing problems have a direct impact on those two things we hold close. Living with any one of these issues compromises your quality of life, and that affects your whole household. It's not always easy to take action to change that, but Advent is going to help with a free virtual consultation. There's no cost and no commitment, and you don't have to worry about insurance or missing work to find out if Advent can solve your problem. During your virtual consultation, you'll chat one-on-one with a sinus and sleep specialist to find out exactly what you need to know. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule your free, zero-strings-attached virtual consultation. I'm Dr. Madhan Kandula. We won't be able to do this forever, but we're doing it now because ADVENT knows when you breathe well, you live better.
AdventKnows.com.
Times are challenging right now around the country. But True Green knows that the grass will get greener. You may be spending more time enjoying your lawn this season than ever before. And True Green can help make your lawn happy, healthy, and weed-free. Go to TrueGreen.com to receive 50% off your spring application. At True Green, we'll take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
We're all looking for a little assistance adjusting to our new lives at home. ComEd can help. Through the CARE Financial Assistance Program and flexible payment options, we'll try to find a financial assistance solution that works for you. We're also suspending disconnections and waiving any new late charges through at least June 1st. If your service has already been disconnected, please call us at 800-334-7661. ComEd, let's power through this together.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield. in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of